And I thought I would talk a little bit about John chapter 14 in the sermonette time. Here's what Paul has to say in the book of Hebrews. It's kind of a starting place for me. I look at this particular verse of Scripture now and I think it fits me pretty good. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So I'm pretty close to that now. I'm now double sevens, so 77, and you know, that the scripture somewhere says that you are, it's allowed four men, 80, that's 80 years old. And so I'm looking pretty close to that 80 years old. Now that's not a guarantee that I won't make it to 81 or anything like that, but it's appointed to all men once to die. And after this, the judgment. I think that the following verse of Scripture, which I already alluded to, is maybe the most well-known Scripture in modern Christianity relating to death. Almost every modern Christian funeral that you go to will have this verse of Scripture quoted in it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We'll go a little bit further into that Scripture before we complete this sermonette. What I want to do in this sermonette is to examine the proper meaning of John chapter 14. Here's the misunderstanding that we often encounter. The misunderstanding is that we have an immortal soul. That comes from Satan in the book of Genesis, first or second chapter of Genesis. He said, you shall not surely die. Well, God has said, if you violate the instructions that I give you about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall truly die. Satan says, God knows you're not going to die. You have an immortal soul with the implication, although it's not stated directly in those terms there in the first part of the book of Genesis. Here is the correct understanding put into a single verse of Scripture. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The wages of sin is death. Guess what it doesn't say there? It does not say that the wages of sin are burning forever without hope of redemption in an everlasting fire, which would torture you in such ways as we couldn't begin to imagine. That's not who our God is. That's not how He created us. He does not want that outcome for us. And rather than have that outcome, He prefers to eliminate us from existence. And so that's the misunderstanding, that we have an immortal soul. We do not have an immortal soul. And we do not go to heaven and reside there whenever we die. The wages of sin is death. And here's the contrast. There is a contrast. The gift of God. You got wages on one hand, you get what you get for what you deserve, but on the other hand, you have a gift. And the gift comes from God. It is a gift that God gives you, having to do with, well, it says here, the gift of God is eternal life. You got wages for continual refusal to be obedient to God, wages of sin. That's death. But you have also a gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's the misunderstanding. And that misunderstanding needs to be understood in relationship to what it says in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 begins by saying, I don't have the first verse. John chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, that sounds to people like going to heaven, that there's a place to, God has prepared a place for you to lay around, do nothing, and enjoy life forever. But that's not what God has prepared for us. He's prepared for you a time of fulfillment of purpose and bringing a lot of other people into his family. In my Father's house were many mansions. Now the word mansion is somewhat of a suspect word as well. It's always quoted by the modern Christians as mansions. But it really could as well be translated many positions of responsibility. In my Father's house are many positions of responsibility. You have those positions of responsibility which God is going to place you into as he sees fit. If it were not so, I would have told you. If there weren't positions of responsibility for you to go into, I would have told you. Since I didn't tell you, you may conclude that there are positions of responsibility prepared for you for all of eternity. I go to prepare a place for you. Then I got down to this next verse of scripture with Tiffany. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. So there it's about going and coming. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And after I have done that, I am going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, where is Christ going to be? He's going to be on the earth, isn't he? Bible makes that quite clear. He's the king in the kingdom. He's going to be here. And you're going to be with him when he returns here to establish his kingdom on this earth. If I go, there's no if to it. It's probably a bit of a mistranslation there. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, going and coming, and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Christ will be here on the earth, and we will be with him. There are many positions of responsibility. Your ultimate destiny is to live and reign with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years.